Everyone, welcome to the Photo Podcast. My name is Michael Howard. I'm one of the co-founders here at Photo. It is April 23rd, 2024. So I just thought I'd make a really quick podcast and update you on something, a couple things that we're thinking about. And this is just so you know, I am just going to do this in one take. So this may not be the cleanest podcast ever, and it's a little off the top of my head, but I feel like it's important for me to connect with all of you at least once a month so you can hear my voice and let you kind of in on what we're thinking about. So right now we've had a lot of people interested in Photo, and we have a lot of people kind of asking when we're releasing. We've been telling people 4 to 6 months to go public. And I think really what that means is that Photo could launch in 4 to 6 months in various states, or, you know, it could be a different state in terms of progress at that time. And a lot of this is kind of tied to funding and kind of continuing on what we're doing now. And so I kind of wanted to run you through 3 scenarios of what we could do over the next year. And this is all tied to funding, essentially, with Photo. So option one for us is continuing to do what we're doing now. So we're a 2-person team, and really it's just, you know, it's me, and then Sahil is my co-founder. He's the technical person, so he's the one doing all the software development. I'm one that's helping kind of guide the vision and deciding on what features we should build and prioritizing things and doing the marketing and connecting with the audience, handling legal documents, all of that stuff. We can continue what we're doing now, and we could push public version of Photo out in 4 to 6 months. The compromise, right? So everything has pros and cons. So the con to that is that the Photo would probably be still missing some key features. It still may not have all the bugs squashed and fixed, but we could at least get it out publicly and see what happens and get feedback from a wider group of people. The other con, though, about that is, you know, if it does well, then we're going to have a lot of users and a lot of photos being uploaded, which means our cloud computing cost is going to go through the roof. And we don't have a lot of fallback funding right now to handle that. And then we would get in a situation where we would need to raise some money somehow. And there's a couple different options we have with that, either through equity crowdfunding, angel investors, you know, VCs, or just turning on something for subscriptions or something that's pretty simple that people just want to pay to help support the Photo build. But we would be pressed at that point to do one of those three, like pretty immediately, if Photo started getting adopted at a fairly good clip. And this, you know, it could happen as soon as we turn it on Friday, and then by Monday, like, we're drowning. You know, we just don't know. We could also turn it on a Friday and then nobody really cares. That's also a very viable option and probably what is more likely when we go public. But we need to prepare for all scenarios. The other option is, option two would be kind of tapping into the community that's forming around Photo now. If you're listening to this, or if you follow us on Instagram or Threads, Substack, or any of those places. The other option is we could see what you thought would be valuable in terms of just continuing to donate to Photo just because you believe in what we're doing on a monthly basis. It makes us recurring. But the goal would be to raise enough money or get enough people donating that we could hire 2 more full-time developers. And that would mean, you know, we could double or triple our speed. So even if we do launch in 4 to 6 months, Photo would have, you know, 2 to 3 times more features, 2 to 3 times more stability, things like that. That's an option. I've kind of done some back of the napkin math, if you will. And we would probably need 4,000 people, you know, donating $5 a month, roughly. And that would get us where we need to be to bring on 2 more full-time developers, plus Sahil. You know, I could set something up through like a Squarespace or something like that, which our marketing site is through, but I could also, you know, we do have Substack, so people could just become a paid subscriber to Substack and do it that way, which is $5 a month or $60 for the year. And that would get us where we need to be, but we would need like 4,000 people. Right now, you know, we have a little over 100 paid subscribers that are supporting us, which is great. And we love and appreciate so dearly, but, you know, it's not enough to hire full-time developers, but it does help keep the lights on for sure for what we're building now. So it's wonderful that people see what we're doing and they've chosen to support us financially, which is fantastic. And we're so grateful. Option three is we do want to do an equity crowdfunding campaign at some point. And so this is where anybody that pays attention to Photo can become an investor and own shares in Photo, so that if we ever go public or if we ever choose to sell Photo for some reason, you would get a financial return. So it would be like you being an actual financial investor, and you would get return on your investment at some point down the line if one of those two things happen. That would be a little higher stakes. You know, there's a $100 minimum to invest in Photo if we did that. I think the max is like $4,000 or something. And then, we could run something like that before we go public. You know, I could do something in a month. But, you know, I question if our audience is big enough to do something like that, to raise the amount of money we need, which would be, you know, between $150,000 to $250,000 at minimum to get two full-time developers on. We could also wait and do that when we go public. You know, part of my personal fear is if we can't get Photo as polished as what we want when we go public, then that could leave a slightly bad impression on people. And then so they wouldn't want to invest when we go public at that point. You know, all of it's tricky, nothing's guaranteed, but that would allow us to kind of still continue to build through the community that's forming around Photo and doing something different than what most tech companies do, which is exciting and something we're heavily considering. Option four, I don't even know what option I'm on now, would be going through angel investors or VCs, which is the traditional path that tech startups take, but that's how most people end up in terms of big tech. So, you know, we could get kind of pre-seed, we could try to get pre-seed or seed investment, which is still very hard in terms of the investment climate that's out there right now, especially for like a social media app. A lot of the dollars are going towards AI type stuff right now. So it's not an easy fundraising pitch, especially when everything's so much toward the video. I don't know how much Silicon Valley right now is loving still photography, unless you're tying it into AI in some way. So that's just kind of where that's at in terms of the industry. But that's something we could potentially try to do and raise. The problem with that is it's going to push us down a path of needing to raise more typically. And once you get into like a Series A or Series B, basically when you're getting to where you're raising tens of millions, right, which is probably like your second or third round of fundraising, people getting involved at that level expect you to become a billion-dollar company. And they expect an exit at that point, which is either selling or going public. So you're kind of committing down to one of those paths at that point. And there's a whole bunch of, you know, some pitfalls in terms of that, of where, you know, if you're at that point, you're doing great financially, but, you know, you're also kind of splitting your incentive structure to keeping the users happy, but also you have to maximize profit for your shareholders at that time. And so you're chasing profits a lot at some point. And then that could, you know, if you're chasing profits, then that could be at a detriment to the user experience and where you're, you know, doing money grabs more than doing things that really make a great, online experience for the user ultimately, even if it doesn't generate a bunch of money all the time. So you start getting into some conflicts of interest. You have a board. If the board doesn't like what you're doing, like they could fire me, they could fire Sahil, whatever. So we kind of lose control. We potentially could lose control of the company if we go down that path. So these are all things we're weighing. You know, getting a startup off the ground, especially like Photo, is extremely difficult. That's why like most startups fail, most companies fail. And so far, we're grateful for the attention and the interest that we've got. We feel like we're on a great path and we want to continue that. It's just a question of speed, essentially. So like Sahil and I can eventually get Photo to where it's very polished and there's a lot of features, but if it's just at the current pace, you know, realistically, you know, you're probably looking at a couple like years to make it like a really mature, it almost has everything you want type of piece of software. So I guess option five is we could stick with just Sahil and I, go public 4 to 6 months. It'll be much better than what it is now. It still probably won't have all the bells and whistles that everybody wants. There still might be some slightly annoying bugs here and there, but we could release a paid feature, our first paid feature with Photo, which would be a portfolio tab. We're thinking maybe $10 a month for that. And that could be launched day one when we go public, and hope that would bring in enough money to kind of support, you know, to help us grow and add members to the team. Where I'm at personally financially right now is I'm running two companies. I'm running Photo and I'm running a fine art print lab that I own called Musea. And my income comes from there. So I have not paid myself. And it will be a while before I take a salary or anything from Photo, because we need to build the team out first before I can get there. And we need to have enough recurring revenue that it makes sense that I can do that and start transitioning some of my salary from there, or from Photo instead of from Musea. Yeah, so the goal for us is just getting enough money that, you know, we can get three developers and maybe one designer. And then I think we can make a lot of progress very quickly for a small team. And I think we've done that even just with Sahil and I. It's been really great. So funding is kind of where at least my head has been, and how to navigate the next 4 to 6 months specifically, and what decisions to make, because all those options and all those strategies definitely affect you, the user, and they affect the company long-term and what we're building in terms of how much freedom we have, how fast we build it, that kind of thing. So the other thing that we launched recently, a couple of days ago or yesterday actually, is a content moderation feature where you can not block anything. You can set it to blurred, or you can hide everything. And this is for images that contain nudity or violence. How that works is, you know, we're using a piece of software that is automated and is kind of using kind of visual recognition code, essentially, or software. And so it's automated, but it's not going to be perfect. And so we're kind of seeing what is getting flagged and where we can adjust the settings, because we can adjust some settings on it in terms of like making it more strict or less strict, you know, more sensitive, less sensitive, that kind of thing. So we're watching that. So far, so good. If you are a private beta user, we need everybody to update to the latest version of Photo. So that is working. So that allows us to test that more frequently and with more thoroughness. Also, just real quick on what we're going to be working on, I would say in May, since we're at the end of April, we're going to try to do a small update now, fixing some small bugs, adding like a pull to refresh on the account profile page. And then we're going to try to work on adding a vertical scroll feature when you go to somebody's account profile page and you tap on one of their pictures. Instead of having to hit the back arrow, you would just be able to scroll up or down vertically within their account profile. Like basically it would feel like the home feed at that point. So we're working on trying to add that, because I think we can add that fairly easily. So we're going to do that. We're wrapping up the UI design for the tag feature. I'm hoping that we can start software development on that next month. And then beyond that, I think we'd need to build the first paid pro feature, which will be the portfolio tab. And then beyond that, even farther, is basically doing bugs, getting a lot, just smoothing out what we can, adding things like editing comments. Eventually, we need to add mentions. We can mention another user or account. But the main thing is that we'll just be polishing it up. Those are kind of what we need, bare minimum, I think, to go public. And I'm hoping we can get those done in the next 4 to 6 months or sooner. There is a chance we might do another public beta. Previously, we've been doing kind of private beta, but we may just open up to just a pure public beta closer to launching, like full on publicly. And this would be to help us test onboarding for new users before we just open the floodgates to like everybody. So that's something we could maybe do in 3 to 5 months. Keep an eye out for that. Yeah, and just thank you so much for your interest. Like, you guys are really just blowing us away and you're helping us so much. We constantly are being affirmed by you and other people online that we bump into that there needs to be a new photo sharing app. And so that's what we're building. And we want to give users control over their online experience versus us, you know, being the dictator of everything and deciding what you should see or should not see. But yeah, so we have a lot to build and a lot to work on, but that's where we're at for now. So if you have any comments or thoughts, this will be posted on our Substack. You can just subscribe for free. That's kind of where we have our email newsletter to keep everybody updated. And you can leave comments, you know, on this post on Substack. I would be glad to dialogue back and forth with you there. So thank you so much, and we'll talk soon. Bye.